kill yourself for your parents or what mistakes they made or how you got here who did not love you. At some point in time, you got to make peace with yourself and be in awe of yourself that you made it from all the other sperms and that God intended for you to be here. You're supposed to be here. You're supposed to be taking up space and territory and dominion. God, you made me. Frank, give me some of that. Somebody take 12 seconds and praise God for just a second. Come on. Make peace with yourself. Somebody be in awe of yourself. Come on. We're going to run the devil out of this room. Somebody online, throw some fire in the chat. God, you made me. Somebody put in the chat. God, you made me. You made me. You made me. God, you made me. I want somebody to get that in your heart. God, you made me. You made me. You made me. You gave me purpose, worth, and value from the womb. Throw it in the chat. God, you made me. I'm supposed to be here. I'm not an accident. Don't matter who made me feel that way. Let me finish up. Two more verses. David goes deeper in awe of God making himself. He says in verse 15, I'm almost done. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. The depths of the earth is tag word for the womb. He says, my frame was not hidden from you. That word frame in Hebrew means structure. Talk about your bones, sinews, and flesh. David makes it clear that God was acquainted with you before salvation, that he fully knew you personally and intimately from your mother's womb, that even the darkness of the womb could not hide the light of God from getting in there to minister to you in the womb. Jesus. Watch. David writes by the Spirit that your design was intricate, speaks of the vast complexities of the human body. Even science is still confused about it. Watch this. And because God intricately put you together, I want to say something to somebody in this room. I'm talking to myself too. At some point in time, you got to give yourself grace. Someone in here, you need to hear that God put you together. He knew what you would have and won't have. He knew your struggles. Watch, he knew your proclivities, your hang-ups. He knew all the problems and issues you will have on the inside. Therefore, you need to give yourself grace. Some of you are more hard on you than God is on you.